Oh, Ontario is not going to publish that. Just like nobody in the U.S. is going to publish that. These are the real counts. Again, this is in Quebec. Folks, on pain.tv, I'm going to include this tweet. I remember it. I always, in post-production, sometimes I forget about these things. You have to look at the graphs. It's off the charts, literally, the folks who are fully vaccinated and in the hospitals in Quebec. And to think that's any different than anywhere else, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. And it starts from the 30 to 39-year-olds. And then the 40 to 49-year-olds, it goes up. It spikes noticeably 50 through 59. And 60 through 69, it's through the fucking roof. And 70 through 79, it's off the charts. 80 to 89, off the charts. And then it's still off the charts, 90 and above, but not as bad. But we see it creeping up, even the 20 to 29 range. As opposed and as compared to unvaccinated. And these are Quebec COVID new hospitalizations by age group and back status. That's what I've said for a long time. Along with the fact they can't keep a fucking lid on this. They're trying to. And I talked about what's going to happen in the near future now on Hotwire with counts, COVID counts, and onward. And variants, how many new variants are coming out. You can check that out on Hotwire. And the other stuff we dropped on Hotwire is it's too hot for here. So I can't say it. Hence the creation of Hotwire and the need for it. You know that all the good information has gone underground. Just ask all the folks that have been deplatformed for saying things that they're not allowed to say. Yes, saying things that they should say and are important to people, but you have to be careful. It's like, you know, I have to dance on a razor blade every day. So that's that. It's no joke. And folks, I have to tell you, suspicions we've had with a lot of these so-called trading card doctors and stuff, we pretty much hit a home run / grand slam tonight on Hotwire. And showing you exactly what these people are about. You should, what's the Elvis Costello song? Accidents will happen. It's no accident that these folks are misleading you on a regular basis. Interesting little tidbit. Let me grab it here. U.S. Senate candidate in California is creating a lot of problems. California Attorney Mark Measure is running for U.S. Senate, California. And he's worked with Attorney Harmeet Dhillon at the Center for American Liberty and the civil rights representation they have provided. I don't think he worked with Harmeet Dhillon, but as disclosure, Harmeet was our lawyer. I guess she still is in many ways, against Twitter. A vicious cockfight, if you will, from about 2016 to 2020. So Harmeet was our lawyer, is our lawyer. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't want anybody saying, hey, you didn't say that guy worked with their lawyer. But I don't think they worked together when she was our lawyer here. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that at you. And I'm not, she didn't ask me to do this for her. She's busy now. She's a big star on TV. She's too busy for us. Anyway, I'm saying that just joking around. Not really. If she's listening. Anyway, he's been causing a lot of problems. Not in a bad way. On Facebook. He posted something the other days. Just something very simple. And he's getting a lot of people on Facebook, a lot, big numbers, to the point where they're probably a little concerned, and he may not be on Facebook long, under the account Mark Messier for U.S. Senate. Simple question. Who knows someone who was vaccinated and had a heart attack within 30 days? Elvis Costello says, you better watch your step. This is the kind of stuff. Now, a very basic question. Thousands of shares. That's a big thing on Facebook, but it's 5,000 plus shares, right? But more importantly, tens of thousands of responses, I think, of everybody. Here's a response. Stroke and blood clots within 2 weeks and passed away in her late 50s. Relative. I know two people who had mini strokes. Another one. My lender's husband had a heart attack and passed away right after the booster shot. I believe he was in his 50s. Within 60 days, RIP Steve. I know two young men. These are all separate responses. I know two young men, both 21, that have myocarditis within days of the jab. Our friend's mom passed away from a heart attack, and I know she was vaccinated. I don't know about the booster. She was a nurse. Never had any heart problems before. This one, Jackie, I won't say her last name, but my husband died from the vax. Heart attack and heart inflammation was one of the side effects. Renal failure and respirator failure as well. That's kidney failure, folks. And I can guarantee you from reading that he was in the hospital and he was on remdesivir. I bet you if I contacted her and asked her, that's exactly what fucking happened. When the kidneys shut down, remdesivir, $5,000, $10,000 a cycle. A friend I've known since he was a first lieutenant in the Air Force, now colonel in Space Force, has multiple microscopic pulmonary blood clots after a second jab. Don't know if he's will be continued serving. I personally know seven people diagnosed with cancer after being vaccinated this year. One had passed away at 25 years old. Here's one, Willie. Me, I work at a medical clinic and saw that quite a few times. I also had AFib and heart chest pain after my second injection. I called to report the side effects and was told they weren't taking that information anymore. Hi, I'd like to complain about... Is this VAERS? I'd like to tell you about the injury I got. Is this... VAERS? Hello? I got problems. Nobody's there. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. You know, you should show this. I'm going to put this also on pain.tv. And you should show this to people who are maybe on the fence. Because folks are not getting this information. Civile even says, you can read all these people's personal friends, family experiences as to why they would rather not take the shot. It's always good to see everything from both sides. Well, isn't that what this is all about? There are thousands of people here. I think thousands of people. I have to log in to see it, I guess. I guess I got to log in. What the hell? Maybe show this to you folks it just goes on and on and on. Oh, my God. Oh, man. It just goes on and on and on and on. Must be thousands, several thousand folks. You know, if Senate candidate Mark Messier wrote a second thing on his Facebook that says, who knows someone who got sick or died from COVID? I bet you wouldn't be that. Before the vaccines, of course. Before the vaccines, I bet you wouldn't be that many responses. But this has so, it's just endless. Check that out. I'll put that post up. And again, it's a public page. But check it out while it's still up. And he has his work cut out for him if he's a conservative. He could be a conservative, I'm not sure. I don't know his politics. But it's interesting that so many people are checking in. Don't forget, this is California, where he's based out. Of course, not everybody's from California, but that's very telling. And what we've heard from VAERS and what we've heard from insurance companies We've seen premature deaths. We've seen just a little bit of everything. On top of the physical maladies that these things are causing. Let me change songs here.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No.
Don't do it.
No, no. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Stop the steal.
Keep your eyes.
Keep your eye on the sparrow, man.
When the going gets narrow.
Well, little Sammy Davis Beretta. Remember this TV show back in the day? Don't do the time if you can't do the crime. Well, we'll see what happens with this Senate candidate. A couple other responses that stick out. My son got myocarditis as a result. He's 18. Why won't people listen? Why can't people see what's going on? Our friend became HIV positive within 5 months. Lost pregnancies on here. Breast cancer. Blah, blah. It just runs. Wouldn't it be nice if major news outlets did a story on this? Wouldn't it be nice? Good luck. We'll see if our friend here, the so-called friend, gets any traction in the Senate race. Speaking of Sammy Davis, how come poor man Sammy Davis Jr. hasn't been indicted for his Stop the Steal? He was the organizer. Why isn't he? Oh, because he was working for the feds, perhaps. Sammy. Hey, what do you have to say about Sammy?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Ain't gonna fight with no thief in the night. Oh, no.
Well.
Hey, man, stop the steal, man.
So perhaps he's Mark Messier's doing a little California dreaming, hoping to get elected, but he's making some noise. Sometimes that's a challenge in itself. He's got a growing audience, so. Simple question like that. How fucking much do people want to hear the truth, talk about the truth, tell the truth? A simple question. Who knows someone who was vaccinated and had a heart attack within 30 days? It opens up the floodgates. Here come the people. Can you imagine if one person of note, one super megastar? Well, we saw what happened with Nicki Minaj. They piped her down quick, didn't they? They got to her real fast. Can you imagine the impact it would have if she came back and said, this is all bullshit. Those folks, they don't have the guts to do that. They don't have the guts. They're bought and paid for. Whether they realize it or not, they could be helping folks out. They don't care. It's all about their brand. It's all about them making money. It's all about their ability to continue to make money. When they have more money than they would ever know what to do with, but that's the way it is. So I just wanted to throw those things at you. Very interesting. Again, I'm real happy with the hot wire we had. I have not seen what the Young Bucks have prepared, only the front page that I referenced during Hotwire of the PDF, the headline that I... So let me call it up, see where it's at. You get it going. And here it is, the great Omicron sick out. Millions of unwell Americans are causing hellacious worker shortages. That's the headline, whether you believe it or not. Editors note, how many of these folks are actually sick How many are just testing positive and would be working under normal conditions? This is completely avoidable.
Good. It's true.
And here we are. Record spikes in COVID-19 Omicron cases across the country are causing a nationwide worker sick out as businesses from airlines to grocery stores are suffering from disruptions. Even though the new variant is markedly far less severe, yet far more transmissible than the prior strains. Says fucking who? Says who? Oh, the news media. Oh, okay. Oh, the airline CEOs. Oh, okay. Let's believe them. Delta Airline CEO, Ed Bastian. Ed the Bastard Bastian. The past few weeks have been hellacious, he said. Wow, it's tough when you're a welfare queen and we completely underwrite with our tax money your shitty operations, isn't it, Ed? 10% of his workforce, or 8,000 of his employees, have contracted the virus in the past month. Oh, says who? Some fake fucking test? The shortages contribute over 2,200 canceled Delta flights since December 24th. If these airline CEOs had any balls, they say, are you sick? I tested positive. Are you fucking sick? No. Get your tail to work. I don't want to hear any bullshit.
But I took a test and it's positive. I think I should.
Is your flu over? You had the flu. Is it over?
But I don't have. I'm going to die. Fauci says I'm going to die.
See what we're dealing with here? A bunch of fucking cowards who have been driven insane and quite purposely as well by the media and the freaks like Fauci and all of his wing monkeys, his corrupt wing monkeys. And it goes on and on. The story goes on and blah, 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 blah. All these companies, it's the highest ever. Omicron's gonna kill everybody. Isn't that what they said? They're the variant coming. It's so dangerous. It's so aggressive. It can't be treated by a vaccine. It's coming. I'm telling you, it's gonna be big trouble. And then it came and they said, that's it, Omicron's the one. Prepare to lock everybody down. Yoo-hoo, it's the flu. Shit, we better come up with some new variants. It's so dangerous, the CDC has reduced its quarantine guidelines from 10 days to 5 days. And then most of the folks running a hospital said, you know what? Are you sick? Come on in and work with the patients. It's okay. You can come in the hospital and work with the patients if you're sick. We don't give a shit.
If we could just save one life.
The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat?
Ain't that a kick in the head? She infected her and she infected me. I infected her and she infected me. Yeah, you know the words. Come on. It's going to be a big COVID hit.
Beautiful, I've sunshine enough to spread.
Hey, it's just like COVID's gonna spread. Yeah.
Tell me quick.
Tell me quick. You got Omicron from your toes to your head. What is this shit? It's even more obvious now that the CDC's revised December quarantine guidance was likely to grapple with Omicron's impending wave of sick outs. Oh, is that what it's about? Thank God that the CDC can make medical decisions based on politics and big business. Thank you for keeping us all safe by formulating your and revising your healthcare guidelines based on what corporate America needs. That's a real big vote of confidence. fuck out of here. You have a lot of people who a phony test has told that they're sick, and they're not sick, and they're not allowed to work because these corporations run the show. They can complain to the CDC, and they get new guidelines. They're allowed to temporarily, they say, I doubt it's going to be temporary, put sick people to work in healthcare facilities. Can you imagine? After all the bullshit they fed you for years at this point about sitting at home and not infecting other people, doing your part, and then they erase all that and say, if you're sick and you're vaccinated, you can come to work. Don't worry about it. And they try to pass that as something that's because there's such a crisis that they created. You understand? It's one fucking scheme after another. Are you not entertained? You should be. Welcome to the Grand Illusion. And it's a shortage everywhere. There's driver shortages. There's we had Dustin Gold. He told us last week. He's heavily involved with supermarkets and supply chains. And we had one of our contacts who's a top brass and a grocery wholesaler. He's been on Hotwire before. His intel's been featured on Hotwire. He said that there's nobody to load the trucks. The big box grocery stores will not allow their employees to come in if they've tested positive. Doesn't matter if they're sick or not. They can't come in. So you have truck drivers showing up, and there's a shortage of truck drivers as well for the same reasons, right? They're showing up. There's nobody to help them load the trucks. And then there's nobody to help them unload the trucks. That's why if you go to the grocery store, it's a complete shit show. It's not so much on the truckers as it is absenteeism in the warehouses sector and the grocery stores. And the retailers don't have the employee available, the employee base to restock shelves. I said this a week ago. Dustin told us this was going on. Now it's, I'm reading the same thing now, a week later. So we're ahead of the curve again. Thank you. And I said for a long time they won't be able to keep a lid on it, and they can't. It doesn't matter what country you're talking about. We saw it in Quebec, which is, we can't make it up. They're actually locking down the unvaccinated in Quebec. And then they released data. They probably don't even have a fucking Rita chart up there. Ever since the Nordiques left. They probably are still drinking that off. The Nordiques left, the NHL team. They're threatening and in the process of locking down unvaccinated people. Then they release hospital data that shows that the vaccinated people are the ones crowding the hospitals. And they still stick to the, you know why? Doesn't matter. It's all script. It's not supposed to make sense. They're just supposed to follow it. And let's go down under Australia. Fully vaccinated Australians in the hospital for COVID-19 surpassed the unvaccinated. Well, that's been for a while. We've said this for a while. Like, you can't keep a lid on it, even in Australia. The crazed, tyrannical despots, tin pot despot leaders in Australia finally couldn't keep a lid on this anymore. And so for the first time in New South Wales, and this is, like I said, we've had reports on this for a long time, but now they finally have to say. The vaccinated patients hospitalized with COVID compared to the number of unvaccinated patients. Is continuing to edge toward its peak. Whatever the fuck that means. And this checks out all over the world. Right? Except the U.S., of course, where they cover everything up. And like I said, in New South Wales, they can cover a lot of things up. They can lock you in your house, but they This is too big. We said this for a long time. It's too big. One, they are not going to be able to cover this up. And two, they're not going to be able to cover up all the deaths and all the vaccine injuries. And here we go to new recent data in New South Wales. A 68.9%. That's 69% where I come from. This is the clampdown, all right. 69%, we'll call it, of COVID-19 patients aged 12 and over in hospitals have had two doses of the vaccine. And 28% are unvaccinated. I don't know where the remaining 1% are. I guess they are elected officials. And they were not tested because still waiting for the Wizard of Oz scarecrow brain certificate, perhaps. The number of double-dose vaccinated patients in intensive care units also surpassed the unvaccinated. We said this. 69%? But in Australia, they're still chasing the unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated making these people sick, mate.
Oh, really? This is the stupidity. They've been spinning this now. It's the damn unvaccinated that are making the vaccinated sick. Oh, so you're saying the vaccines don't work then, right? I'm just making... That's what you're saying. It's those damn unvaccinated people. Fuck out of here. Also, like I said, you can't actually examine government data released by any government, especially a bunch of fucking tyrants, without understanding that the numbers are probably skewed in whatever favor toward whatever ideology the government wants to spin. And this is no exception. It appears that a number of the unvaccinated patients are overrepresented in the figures. 7.3% of the New South Wales population aged 12 and over at the time were unvaccinated, but that made up half of the COVID-19 ICU patients in New South Wales health system. So, it's worse than we thought. Of course, it's very noteworthy that in Australia, as we've seen in many countries that have problems, Australia doesn't permit alternative therapeutic approaches like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Oh, where else has that happened in the United States? And in New South Wales, 95% of people age 16 and over have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And 93.7% have received two doses as of January 11th. Congratulations. Congratulations. This is a line right out of Captain Obvious's playbook. The rise in the proportion of hospitalizations amongst the fully vaccinated. Comes with the loss in the efficacy of the available COVID-19 vaccines. You think, who said they were ever effective? Oh, the pharmaceutical companies and your elected officials who are on the take and in the tank for said pharmaceutical companies. You fucked up. You trusted them.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Thank you. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Exactly. That's what you've been huffing. A little LSD. Something. Whew. But I thought that the Omicron variant was associated with the lower rate of hospitalization and ICU admissions. Oh, it must be vaccine injuries than in breakthrough cases. Right? They can't even lie to you properly. If this was ever on trial, it would look stupid. You would just annihilate these people in a questioning and cross-examination. Just, it would be ugly. Of course, it's never going to get to the point where it's on trial. You might be on trial. It's all over. Don't worry. New South Wales officials, when they're not locking people down and stuffing them in prison-type camps, they said they're currently working to better understand the effects of the new COVID-19 variants. And, of course, because the efficacy has dropped, right? They want to study it, right? Because the efficacy has dropped. You think, okay, maybe they're going to understand what's going on here.